that you cannot play with anybody. Play with your wife. Even if your wife is 20 or 30 years younger than you, she is your wife. Play with her. The two of you take the salt together. If it doesn't have salt, the two of you take it together. If possible, you can feed one another. Take meat. Thank God for my interpreter. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Take this meat. Take this meat. At least you cannot be filled up and say you cannot take me. Drink together. Drink together. Eat together. Play together. Talk together. These are the things that will lengthen your life. It's money is not everything. Nigeria? You are not serious. You carry the burden of Nigeria on your head. Look at the president. There was trouble in one state. He went to another state. He said, that's your own headache. He moved to another state. He's trying to make himself the president is not carrying everything on your head. Why kill yourself? Sleep together. Sleep together. Ah, daddy's bedroom is up on top of the building. Mommy's bedroom is downstairs. And you know, I need to stay very close to the kitchen. That's why I don't sleep with daddy upstairs. If there's a crisis with daddy in the night and you are sleeping downstairs, before you get there, what will happen? But if you are very close to
him,
the man can just touch you. I don't know what is happening in my chest. You lay your hands. At least it's your husband. I say, the Lord said, we shall lay hands on the sick. And they shall recover. Therefore, my honey, recover by fire. And God will honor your prayer. Sleep together. Share time together. Compliment one another. Compliment each other. The weakness in this one, cover it up. Things are hard for people now. But if you can help one another, you will survive it. I was talking to somebody. I said, in the time of Buhari, the first time that he came,
1984,
it was tough. That was when they talk of Esenko. How many of you have heard that word before?
Esenko.
Essential commodities. Esenko. Even the Omo. Was essential. But people survived. He left. Babangida came.
Babangida wa.
Structural adjustment programs. We survived it. Shonekan came. We survived it.
Abori.
Abasha came.
Abasha wa.
We survived it.
Amori.
That was the time of Abasha stove. Abasha stove. We survived.
Abori.
He left.
Ola.
Absalom came.
Absalom.
We survived.
Abori.
Obasanjo came. We survived.
Obasanjo
came. Yeah, Adua came. We survived.
Jonathan,
we survived. Buhari came.
Buhari took part of what?
We survived.
Abori.
This Tinubu.
Akoko Tinubu Tawai.
We will survive.
Abori.
Why are some people not saying amen? We will survive.
Abori.
Don't kill yourself. Relate together. Some people, they are behaving as if Nigeria will head today. Let there be cooperation between you and your husband. Let there be cooperation between you and your wife. You are to cooperate, not compete with one another. Teamwork. Now. Teamwork. Two are better than one. Because they have a better reward for their labor. So cooperate with one another. Plan together. Plan together. On your children, plan together. On your business, plan together. On your career, plan together. Don't compete with one another. Don't fight one another. This is not the time for that now. There must be faithfulness to one another. This is a moment that people are becoming unfaithful. The psalmist said, "Help, Lord, for the faithful faileth among them." As at this moment, the psalmist said, "There is no faithfulness among us again." So you should strive as much as possible to be faithful to your wife, and you wife, be faithful to your husband. And also, this is the moment of forgiveness. A moment that you embrace one another despite the fault of one another. This is not the time to keep diary of offense. Diary. And you are writing
record.
January.
January.
He did this too. February. He did this too. March. He did this too. There will be no peace in that
room.
Forgive. As your heavenly Father has forgiven
you.
Make your husband your number one friend. At this time that we have, there is nothing called true friend elsewhere again. Let your wife be your number one friend. The Yorubas, they have an adage. Say, fight will end the relationship between a man and the concubine one day. It always ends up in fight. One day. That's why you need to cleave to your wife. And cleave to your husband. Don't make your parents your wife. Don't turn your families to become your wife or your husband. without a weakness. You may be looking at somebody in your front like this now and be thinking that we don't have weakness. You see that? Every one of us, as long as we are human, we have our weakness. Don't expose your husband to outsiders. This is not the time for it. You are just looking at him like that. If you know what you are covering, you will know that that man is a useless man. It's not good. This is the time to encourage one another. Do not always have your own way. Do not be rigid, claiming that I must get what is my own. This is the moment to compromise. Yes, a time to compromise. Allow your wife to have her way at times. Just for the sake of peace. Houses are meant to be built now. Not to scatter it together. Not to bring confusion into the home. Mature people, whenever you have issues, listen to other people. Some have passed through what you are going through right now. This moment that we have, we need one another. Wives, build your home. Husband, compliment your wife. Pray together to build that family. Don't forget, you have to talk together, play together, eat together, sleep together, reason together, or pray together. In this moment that we have in this country, if we don't do all those things, something bad may happen. That's why we need one another. Let's share time with one another. Let's share time. Let's rub minds together about us. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. I will pray some prayers now. And then we will listen to questions and answers before we go to other aspects of our service. Lift up your hands and shout this prayer loud and clear. Say, powers planning to scatter my family. I cannot hear your voice. Lift up your hands as you pray this prayer. Say,